help us, Lord, to make it this far. God, we pray that you'll bless us to make it all the way, God, with your help and grace, your love and mercy, we can make it, God. God, pray that you'll bless us and beg the questions for God. Help the Lord, Neil, Andrew, and then all of us come to see us this morning. God bless them for help. God be blessed this morning. God, we thank you, praise this morning. Zena had her hand up. Sister Zena said she had special requests. God bless me. She's not here this morning. Karen and Sammy. Karen, bless the Lord's gift this morning. God, we thank you for everything done. God, we want everything to be done according to your will, God. According to your way. Lord, do bless us. Raise up your name this morning, Lord, and lift up your name. God, it's a miracle that we're here this morning, God. God, it's by your miracle working power that we'll make it on the floor. And God, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your wonderful way, God. Your will has been
done. Glory, hallelujah.
We thank you this morning, God.
Straight in since dark night, I was walking down.
week, the night service this week. It's been a mighty long time since Dave's been to church this morning. Brother Tony hasn't been in about 3 weeks.
Praise the Lord.
I know y'all on shouting ground this morning. Praise the Lord. You come to the right place. Amen. Holiness is still holiness. Amen. Holiness ain't never changed. You can't hide holiness. Praise the Lord. There ain't no sense in trying to hide it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if you'd be ashamed of him, you'd be ashamed of you too. Praise the Lord. Don't leave Jesus in the parking lot when you're going to Walmart. Praise the Lord. Because you might not get back out of there. There ain't no guarantees you'll make it out of Walmart. They have a shooting in there once in a while. Praise the Lord. If I got to leave Jesus in the parking lot, it don't make no difference where I go. I'm going to stay in the parking lot. Praise the Lord. Stay where Jesus is welcome. Amen. When the day of Jesus ain't welcome no more, you need to change locations. Praise the Lord. What page you got, Miss Pat?
223.
223. I'm going to take up the tithes and offerings while they get this song started. If you got something you want to give, the good Lord bless you, I'm sure. Page 223.
I am on the go.
Oh,
Amen. It might not be too safe for this world.
Hallelujah.
It'll be safe from this world to the next. Amen. You won't have to worry about making a wrong turn then. You won't have to worry about going to the wrong place then. You keep Jesus on your side. Amen. You'll see what I'm talking about. Amen. You'll find a welcome there. A lot of places you go to now, you don't really feel all that well. Praise the Lord. You feel more like the misfit in some of these places in this world than anything else. But that's all right. Hold on to Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I was up there at the store on Friday. Fellow was talking. You ready to go, ain't you? I said, Lord, yeah. I said, I'm ready to go. This world won't hold much for somebody that's looking to the world to come, the heavens to come, Jesus to come. Amen. Are you still looking for Jesus?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, keep the Lord on your mind. Keep the Lord on your side. Amen. Keep your heart right with God. Amen. You can have peace with Him now and later. Amen. You can have peace with your soul. You ain't got to be distorted about everything. Jesus will make a certain amount of peace in your life that the devil can't fool with. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all go ahead.
Today I'll face a mountain.
temptations. Sometimes it was my feet so thin. But I know God has got full control over the trials and temptations this morning. And He's got full control. All the thing we have to do is submit to Him and His Word. That carries through. Amen. Jesus had to live by the Word of God. You know that? He told the devil, when he was being tempted to the devil, he said, man, don't live by bread alone, but every word. Every word. Praise the Lord. He didn't say leave out half the word, go by what you wanted to. He said go by every word. Praise the Lord. That's where you stand with the Lord. That's where you'll stay with the Lord. According to the Word of God, the will of God, follow the Spirit, amen, you'll be right there.
Praise the Lord.
Those mountains will look like a molehill after a while. Praise the Lord. They get smaller in the sight of God. They don't get bigger. And God will make them smaller in your sight, too. Amen. Once you get past them, you'll be praising God like Sister Ethel went through this morning. Praise the Lord. I know y'all get sick, so if I ain't trying to peck at you this morning or nothing, but I can tell you one thing. They shout and run when it comes to serving God. Amen. They're still a shout and serving God. Don't you let the devil steal your victory this morning. They're still a testimony. Amen. They're still faithfulness in serving God. This world makes it look like a big blunder. Make serving God look like it's just a big foolish thing to do. If I can live like the world, I don't need to go to church.
Praise
the Lord. I didn't need the Lord to live like the devil. I know how to do that without the Lord's help. They call him Jesus, Jesus, and just go running and ranting, acting foolish, live like they want to. I didn't get saved to do like I wanted to. I got saved, God called my name. And when He calls your name, there'll be a change in you too. Amen. When you feel the Lord pulling at your heart, amen, that's the time to give Him your heart. Praise the Lord. All right, let's see what we got in the Sunday school lesson this morning. James chapter 4, plus if you got your Sunday school book, the title of our lesson this morning is Living with Humility. I tell you, it's a hard thing to do, serving the Lord with humility. It is, because that tells me that you can't serve God like you want to. That tells me you can't do like you want to do and live like you want to live and say that you're all right with God. You can't act like you want to. You can't do like you want to and say you got a humble spirit with the Lord, a humble relationship with God. You can't act like you want to. You can't live like you want to. You can't be who you want to be with a humble spirit serving the Lord that has laid here with us. My name's Daryl. That young lady that sang, that's my daughter. Got my wife over here, mother-in-law over y'all, and all these here with
you.
I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I'm going to be a little bit of a family. I honest spirit. You know, quit telling lies. Praise the Lord. That means you'll get rid of all your pride and arrogance too. Amen. You'd rather tell your neighbor the truth than tell them a lie. You ever heard that old saying, they'll walk 5 miles and tell you a lie and won't stand right in your face and tell you the truth? That's what humility is good for you. Humility and living a humble life to have you in the right spirit with the Lord. And we're going to read right here in James chapter 4. Where it talks about having a humble life and a humble relationship with the Lord. I know a lot of times now people brag, boasting, and everything else, how good God is and live like the devil. I know all about it. But I'm also show you where God ain't into a lot of this stuff people claim. Lusted to envy. Now, do you think I teach these scriptures in vain? Praise the Lord. What do you teach? What did that crowd down the road teach? What do they live? Well, who did they follow? From whence come these wars? In other words, what place is this stuff coming from? It's coming from you. It's coming from you. It's coming from them. It's coming from them. It ain't coming from God. God don't give you that spirit, that intense desire, that lust, even your lust. God don't give you no desire to fight among you and be part of this group over here. I'm part of that group over there. Well, I sit back here with this group back here. Well, I sit over here with this group over here.
They said, went to church one time, a man walked in the door and said, excuse me, sir, you sitting in my seat. Had enough room to sit 200 more people in there. I'm sorry, this is my seat. Would you mind moving?
Arrogant attitude. I tell you something, folks, you have not because you kill the desire that you have and desire to have. You kill the desire that you had to start with. You need to keep the flame burning, but not for the devil. You need to keep your spirit burning, but not for the wrong attitude, for the right attitude, for the Lord. Lord, give me some boldness, but I think it's a holy boldness.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, your members is a big part. Your members is part your finger, your hand, your thumb, your wrist. Your arm ain't no good if you chop that hand off. Your relationship with God ain't no good if you cut your head off. Because that's what you're doing. You're separating your mind. He said to serve with your heart, soul, mind, body, and all your strength. You can't separate one part from the other part. You got to have every part in line with God. Do you think you receive not because everything's all right? No, that word miss means wrong or wrongfully. You ask for the wrong reasons, and then you wonder why your prayers ain't answered. Praise the Lord. And I know this don't fit every shoe to come in the door this morning. I know it don't. But you can't consume it. I don't care who you are, from the front door to the back door. You can't consume it if you ask it for the wrong reason, for your own desires, for your own lusts. And that's what it's talking about there, adultery and adultery. Spiritual adultery in your heart is separating yourself from God in God's way, in God's will. He called the children of Israel adulterous generation. You know why? They wanted to do what they wanted to do. They wanted to eat and dance and jump up and play. Praise the Lord. When they're supposed to have been acting like they were godly children instead of friendship with the world, that's enmity with God. You know that word? That word, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy with God. Did you know what that means? You know what that means, enemy with God? That means you're on the wrong side. You're on the opposite side of God. You're an adversary of God. You're an adversary. Brother taught it back in school, especially back in school days. I don't know what it was. Seemed like you had to fight more in school than you do out here everyday life, and fighting to live and pay bills and struggling to keep going. You had to fight physically in school, you see. And it seemed like everywhere you look, there come another enemy, another adversary. Somebody else wants to poke at you or start with you, something other. I don't know what it was. I was so glad when I got out of school. Do you think that the Spirit saith in vain, that the Spirit that dwell in us lusteth to envy? You know, God resists some things, and envy is one of them. Envy is the same thing as covetousness. And covetousness is one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet. God don't like nobody resist the Ten Commandments. I don't care what nobody said. If you can't keep the commandments of God, there's something somewhere ain't lining up just right. There's something somewhere ain't lining up just right. Now I tell them right quick, if you got a job working on Sunday, I tell them go ahead and work. I would. But I tell them also at the same time, you better be finding you a job to get out of there. I could tell my boss, man, I couldn't come on Sunday if it was me. Now, if it was me, I'd do that. I tell them, listen here, you might be here on Sunday, but I'm going to be at church on Sunday. I'd tell them with the most holiest boldness I could. I'm telling some folks, I ain't fighting against myself. You war and lust and war in your members. You fight against yourself when you fight against God. You ain't doing no damage to God. You're doing damage to yourself. What does it say right there in verse 1? You lust and war in your members. Your heart, your mind has got you tormented, got you torn apart, got you separated from God. God didn't do it. Praise the Lord. Whose turn is it to read? Michelle, look, you got your Bible open. Read that James 1. Turn back to James 1 and read that 14 to 16. Let me show y'all something. James 1, 14 to 16. Yeah. James 1, 14 to 16. Now listen, folks, James wrote this here. I didn't write this morning. I didn't put that in there and put my name on it. But I can tell you what, God's got his approval on it. That's good enough for me. Praise the Lord. Well, go ahead and read that if you want to.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow or
turn. Neither shadow or turn. Let me tell you something, folks. When lust is conceived, and you bring it along with you, and you bag it up, put it in your pocketbook, when you keep it stowed away back in your heart and in your mind, when it is finished, what does it do? Bring it forth dead. A lot of people think that dying is a finished a project in this life. Not in Jesus it ain't. When you lay down this life and lay down this body in Jesus, you go on to live eternal life. He brought forth eternal life. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to read those couple of verses there. That's some good scripture right there. I don't care what nobody says. He said, do not err, my beloved brother. Sister, let's read that 6 and 7.
But he gives more grace, wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will give you.
Now, we started out reading that other section, the cause of conflict. And you cause yourself to have conflict with God when you do not what God says to do. When you do not what God says to do, you cause yourself conflict, turmoil, the spirit warring against your members, warring against your flesh. You feel that conflict. To get away from that conflict, James is going to tell us what to do. He said, God resisteth the proud, but give grace to the humble. Now, what does that word resisted mean? He stands against it. He's not for that proud spirit, that haughty spirit. Well, did he tried his best to break us young from that haughty spirit. Daddy, I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do that. Yeah, well, if you don't get out there and cut that grass, you're going to be doing something else. Praise the Lord. It ain't no different from serving God. Lord, I want to do this. I want to do that. The Lord takes a long way to go. That spirit, that conflict, that condemnation that you feel in there in your heart, in your mind. Lord, I know it ain't right, but I got to go on and do it anyway. You better not play with your soul like that. The rich man, I've got it piled up. Boy, there's goods everywhere. I got a plenty. And I don't need nothing. The Lord said, this night, this day, right now your soul's required of thee. What you gonna do if God calls you out and you got that attitude? Lord, I want to go this way. I don't want to go that way. Huh? What do? When you stand before God? Revelation, you look. You look at the whore and everything else that Jezebel was. And she killed the prophets. But God slaughtered like dogs. Everything that she done. She painted her face up. And boy, she thought she was somebody. Jehu said, throw her out the window if there be anybody up there for God. Next thing you know, well, she was hitting the dirt out there. And the Bible in the Revelation says God give her time and space to repent, and she repented not. Jehu said, if there anybody up there for God, I like that part. He said, throw her out that window and throw her down. I believe it was up about four stories. If she had fixed herself up, you know, pretty and all that stuff, dangling. She was a dangling and flaunting it out the window. Next thing you know, Jehu had her laying on the dirt out there and the dogs eat her. Most thing they found was her head and her hands. Well, it's probably about like the day you had handprints. They know they wanted to make sure they had proof that it was her. They kept her hands and her head so they could prove that the dogs eat the rest of her. Now, that's a terrible way to die. You resist God long enough, you'll find your death after a while, because it's once appointed unto all of us to die. And after that, the judgment. You can be on the left with the goats, on the right with the sheep. Praise the Lord. He said his sheep know his voice, and another they will not follow. Submit yourself to God. Be obedient to God. Surrender yourself to God. Praise the Lord. What would I be doing here this morning if I wasn't going to serve God? If I was going to get up here and not... Why in the world does people want to play the hypocrite? Huh? God knows them, and I know them too. He said, you know the fruit by which they bear. Amen. You can tell when people ain't resisting the devil. Amen, because he's riding right along with them in the front seat. They don't even put him in the back. They let him drive most of the time. Let me tell you where we're going at this morning, son. No, that's all right. You get over there, I'll drive, I'll take you. Resist the devil and he'll flee from him. Amen. The devil will get tired of fooling with you out of while he can't do nothing with you. Praise the Lord. Even the devil got enough sense to leave you alone after a while. Praise the Lord. Man, you keep resisting the devil long enough. What's he going to keep fooling around with you? He know you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to be in or about. Praise the Lord. I think that day when Joseph was in Potiphar's house, the governor's house, whoever it was, his wife grabbed hope to him. She had one of them lustful spirits on her. Son Joseph took off running and left him. I believe she pulled his coat off of him when he was trying to get away. Amen. The devil might know you've been there, but he'll know you're gone. Amen. She couldn't do nothing to say he took off running. The rest of it was lies. The only thing that was true there is that he left running. Sometimes you might have to take off running and leave the devil. Amen. Elijah took off running several times. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hey, it don't bother me. I'd rather run for God and run from the devil than the other way around. Whose turn is it? Sister Lisa, you ready? You did? Sister Ethel, read that 8, 9, and 10 on page 24. sounds a little tough there, but God said you was a sinner. Clean your hands, you sinners. You are sinning when you're doing against God, when you ain't resisting the devil and submitting your life to God. You're sinning. That's the only way you can put that. Amen. Verse 17 on that next page. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Oh, I was going to blame that on the preacher. God didn't say for you to follow the wrong spirit. He didn't say for you to follow the wrong thing. He said, follow me. Praise the Lord. Amen. If the preacher's going the wrong way, you need to talk to him. If the Sunday school teacher's going the wrong way, you need to talk to him. Praise the Lord. Or her.
Praise the Lord. Boy, I love the Word of God. You know what? It blesses my heart. It blesses my life. It blesses my relationship with the Lord. Amen. I don't need this world to bless me. I need God's blessing. Praise the Lord. God can bless you with this world. Amen. This world, they won't give you this world, but God will bless you with this world. Praise the Lord. Now, when he said, you sinners, he's saying that you clean that up, your hands. What he really said is your passions, your words, your life, clean yourself up. People think God's going to do everything for them. God ain't going to come down here and knock you upside the head and make you live right. You might get run over or run into something and bust your head because you ain't going to live right. Double-minded. Purify your heart. Double-minded. What does that mean? It means you got a double standard. You can't have your mind over here on Monday, your mind over here on Sunday, and then your mind over here on Wednesday night, and then your mind back over here on Thursday. If you're a Christian at church and church alone, your relationship with God ain't too good of standards. Look back at verse 1, chapter 1 again, James chapter 1 and verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I thought I was doing pretty good living like I'm doing. You might think you're doing pretty good. It might look like you're doing pretty good. You might feel like you're doing pretty good. If your conscience has been seared with a hot iron, ain't that what it said? It said they have their conscience seared like a hot iron. You can't sear your mind when it comes to serving God. You can't shut your eyes when it comes to serving God. If I shut my eyes and go feeling around, I say, oh, what? This must be Leah. Oh, yeah, that's Leah. Praise the Lord. You can't shut your heart. You can't shut it down part-time. You ain't got a part-time relationship with God. God never did put a part-time Christian in you. A part-time relationship in here. I don't read where it says nowhere you can serve God part-time. You didn't halfway save you. You ain't got halfway religion. somebody said, halfway religion? If that's halfway religion, the woods must be full of it. Praise the Lord. You can't live a double life. You're unstable in all your ways. Ain't it what we read? He said a double-minded man, woman, child, boy, or girl. There ain't no double life serving the Lord. God ain't got no schizophrenics neither, I see.
they hear voices and see voices too. I hear voice too, and it's from God. I mean, if you hear any other voice, it ain't from God. Don't even pay them no attention. They'll flee from you. You resist the devil. I know a lot of things. This world ain't nothing but a big playground. If you ain't laughing and jumping and hollering and having a good time, you ain't doing nothing. I ain't looking to have a good time in this life since God saved me. I'm looking forward to having a good time in Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. I don't feel like I'm down at the bottom of nobody's barrel this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God will fix it where you feel like you're part of His people, part of His kingdom, and part of His righteousness and holiness and everything else, and you'll feel satisfied serving God. You ain't gonna feel satisfied in this world once you meet up with God. No way. I'll tell you that. You can go back 20 times on God. You're not going to be happy in this world anymore once you had a solid relationship with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. That prodigal son went always slammed down to the hog pen. Was about to eat the hog food. He was about to take their food away from them. And he said, I'm going back to the Father's house. There's too much in this world today. People just got too much anymore. I tell you, we were coming up. Boy, it wasn't hard to find a dirt clog. That's about all we had was a dirt clog. A pile of wood pile. We'd get out there and fill those dirt clogs with one another. You didn't have Nintendo, and you didn't have Xbox, and you didn't have all this PlayStation stuff, phonics, and computers and everything. We had a hard time finding a good sized dirt clog that you could throw at one another because the distance to the field of dirt would be soft, you know. But if it would be rain and dry, we could find a good dirt clog and throw somebody in.
We used to make tambourines out of old L stoppers and sticks, and they were together and play church. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to do.
Did you get me? Daddy gave me a machete one time, and there was a ditch across the field, right? A quarter of a mile long, and a quarter of a drain down the ditch. He said, why don't you clear that ditch? Cut everything down out there if it's big enough. And I went down through there, I don't know, it seemed like it didn't take but 2 days. Boy, that machete, I cut everything down out there.
Have something to do.
They'll not give them no work to do. They'll go to crying. Then they'll be sad. Then. Speak not evil one to another, brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speak evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, and thou art doer of the law, but a judge. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Praise the Lord. And speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. God and just turned around and said, no, that ain't what that said. Praise the Lord. 12 says, there's but one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou to destroy that judges another? Who art thou that judges another and destroy that other? You can't do it. You can't take the place of God. You let the Word of God do it. You let the Spirit of God do it. You let your testimony, your teaching do it. But when it comes to that judgment, God's going to give that increase. One plant, one water, and the other give the increase. God give the increase. All right, we better stop right there for the day, I guess. But the Bible, I want to say one thing, other thing. The Bible talks about a royal law. Speak not evil one of another. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law. Look at James 2 and 8. We then went over that chapter the other week. We got one more chapter in James next week. James chapter 5. We'll go to 1 Peter, I believe it is in the book. But if you look at James chapter 2 and 8, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. Huh? That's the royal law. A lot of people think that ain't no rules or regulations or boundary lines or limits or nothing else when it comes to the Word of God. I can show you a lot of requirements in the Bible. I can show you a lot of boundary lines in the Word of God you ain't supposed to cross. Praise the Lord. You don't live like you want to. The rest of them might do. But they're going to answer for what they do. There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Praise the Lord. I tell you, you really destroy your own self by not serving God. By not living like God wants you to, you destroy your own self. We read it a while ago, where there is no variableness nor turning in God. We read it just a while ago. You got to humble your heart. Praise the Lord. You got to give it to the Lord. Your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength too. Leaving some things up to us. But when God sees you headed in the right direction, boy, he'll get behind you and push you sometime. Say, boy, you want to go on with holiness? Come on, I'll show you how to go that way. Lord can show you how to go that way. Amen. Word of God, the Spirit, the love of God, that royal law, the royal love, it'll help you go the right way. All right, anything else? Any other comments?
Question. It's going to take clean heart and clean hands too.
Right. All right, we appreciate everybody. Appreciate Michelle being with us this week. Come back every Sunday if you can. Good Lord bless you. Alright, let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody have a birthday this week? Anniversary?
My sister Mabel had a birthday.
Oh, sister Mabel.
How old is Sister Bebby? How old is Bebby? 54.
54. Well, tell her I said happy birthday. And come and see us. Any other birthdays? I've got yours right here. Now, how old are you going to be today? 50? 60? 60 today. There goes 60 cent right there.
Thank you for the valley, all walk through today. I appreciate the Lord this morning. May I pray for him, help me? We've had a pretty rough week. And you know, sometimes the devil will call you in and say, understand what I'm saying? And I told the devil, I said, yeah, I understand. The devil's going to be a devil, Sister Abby. And we have to stand against him a lot of times on a lot of things. You know, the devil don't never do nothing with your best interest at heart.
No, but the Lord does.
And I appreciate the Lord this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 7. Verse 16. And Mama's lesson on Wednesday nights had me on Noah a little bit this week, but something else led me to this particular, the way we're going with this. Y'all help me and pray for me. Genesis chapter 7, and start with verse 16. When you find it, if you would say amen.
Amen.
That's Genesis chapter 7. And verse 16. And they went in, male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Now, if you will, turn with me to Esther. Thanks to everybody. I have so many bookmarks now, but now I can't remember which bookmark I am using for the message, so, but I appreciate it by giving me a bookmark. The Lord knows I need them. Esther chapter 9, and starting with verse 1. That's Esther chapter 9, and starting with verse 1. Now, in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, and the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Azarus to lay hands on such as sought their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and the officers of the king helped the Jews because of the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Now, if you will, skip down to verse 28 of that same chapter. That these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. And that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. And I have the last place of scripture, and I think we can probably quote this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Let's say that together. Pray without ceasing. Now, y'all help me out. This morning I was studying a little bit and trying to get the message together. You know, sometimes you're fighting devils and things that's happened, and your mind kind of beats all over the place, just Abby. And I was trying to get all my things together and asking the Lord to help me and give me what He wanted. And I was thinking about when Noah went in that ark. You know, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, Sister Anita. And when that first rain started coming down, Noah had been telling them for 120 years, that the rain was going to come. And it never rained before. Like Mama was talking about Wednesday night, this was the first time it ever rained as long as the earth had been in commission.
Yeah.
And on that first 40 days, and they said, well, Noah's right. Yeah. Sister Abby, they might could have went on and got in that ark. But the second day came and the water got a little bit higher. The third day came and the water got a little bit higher. And the fourth day came and it's steady getting higher. By the 15th day, it's getting where you can't walk on it no more. You're having to swim around. Yeah.
And there's people still out there swimming in that water.
Right.
Sister Abby, it's easier to step over a mud puddle than it is to swim through a flood.
Right.
Sister Ethel, if we start when them first drops start falling, Abby, when that trial first comes, start when that mud, it's just a little mud puddle. Before it gets way out of hand, then we won't be trying to tread on floodwaters.
Yeah.
Now help me out. Man, I'm fixing to get loose in just a minute. Now Mordecai, come on now. Mama said I've been digging, and I told the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, make ground soft and the shovel light. If I got to do some digging this morning, Sister Abby, so give me some strength and help me out, okay? Back me up. Now listen, Mordecai, he had done told Esther, said, Haman's going to try to kill all your people. So what you need to do is go ahead and prepare. So Esther did. She fasted 30 days. They wasn't coming knocking on the door to kill them then, Miss Michelle. They hadn't even got in commission yet, but she was preparing. The enemy hadn't started, but Esther had. All the enemy had done was threaten to kill her, and Sister Lisa, Esther went ahead and started preparing. Already started. She said, we're going to fast 30 days. You, me, and everybody in danger, we're going to go ahead and start fasting. And then I'm going to go before the king, and I'm going to ask him to a dinner. And then I'm going to ask him to another dinner. And then I'm going to expose Haman, and we're going to get some victory around here. But she didn't start when the devil had already come in and tore everything down, and the first everything was already killed, and everything was already ruined, and there wasn't nobody left to save. So, Selisa, it's easier to step over that mud puddle and get ruined than it is trying to swim them floodwaters. You pray without ceasing. The first drop falls, you start praying. The second drop falls, you keep praying. On that 15th day, you pray just as hard as you did on that first day. Come on now. Sister Lisa, I need to get loose. I've had a bad week, Sister Lisa. I need to get loose. Pray for me, Sister Lisa. I need to get loose. I got to have some freedom. But I tell you what's good about the bad week I've had. That when the devil rages in like a flood, he'll raise up a standard against it. The first thing I started doing on Tuesday morning was praying. The last thing I've done on Saturday afternoon is praying. When I got up this morning, I started praying. I said, Lord, we see some rain and we need some kind of victory. Lord, there's a few drops, Sister Dina, and we need some kind of victory. First thing I started doing, Sister Dina, praying. The first thing Noah found righteousness in God's sight. Lord said, you're going through the trial, but you're going to be on the boat. They will be in the water. And I tell you what, Daddy, if they'd have listened that first day of that 120 years, they'd have been on the boat too. But they said, no, we're not going to listen. We're going to keep in our selfish ways. We're going to keep doing what we always been doing. And I tell you what, you're in the storm, but it's better to be on the boat than in the water. If we as Christians go ahead and start praying before it gets so bad, before it gets so bleak, before that bill's due and we ain't got no money to pay it, before that problem comes and we ain't got no way to solve it, before that mountain comes and we ain't got no climbing equipment, before that river's raging and we ain't got no boats, if we go ahead and start praying, it's just like stepping over a mud puddle. It's just like stepping right over a mud puddle. It's just like stepping over a mud puddle. But if you wait until that water's steady rising, then you're trying to swim flood waters. You know what happens when you try to swim flood waters? Current's too strong. It'll take you away. You can't pray when you're drowning. You can't lift up your voice when you're drowning and your air water, your lungs is full of water. You can't lift up your voice and say, Lord, I'm looking up. from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. It's easy to look through them little raindrops and say, Lord, I see some rain, than it is to look up through 10 foot of water saying, Lord, I can't see nothing but the end. Sometimes we let it look bleaker than it is. Sister Dana, we on the boat. We ain't in the water. We on the boat. We start ahead of time. You don't wait, Sister Abby, till the temptation's already come and you already give in 2 or 3 times before you say, Lord, I think I might need some help with this. No. When you first realize you got a problem, the first time the devil tempts you and says, wouldn't that be nice to do? You say, no, I don't believe it would. And you start praying before it gets so hard that you don't know how to pray. See, we let ourselves get into a lot of doubt and a lot of disbelief and a lot of unbelief because we start praying when we can't hardly see God, when we don't know where He is, when we've hit a wall of water we don't know how to get through, when it's a hard close and a dry that we don't know where to go from here, when the devil's fighting us so hard we don't feel like our prayers pass the ceiling, and when it's going on so long we don't know if we got the strength to make it when we should have started at the starting line. Now we try to finish the trial at the finish line with no strength, no power, no strength. When we ain't got nothing left, we start praying for the Lord to use what we ain't got. Ain't got nothing left, Sister Lisa. Right. And we want the Lord to use what we ain't got.
That's right.
Lord, give me strength. You haven't got no strength. Lord, give me spirit. You haven't got no spirit. You've been down in the dumps for 6 months. You haven't got no spirit. Lord, build my faith. But you don't believe me. You don't believe in me. How can I build faith that you don't have? Every time I send you something, you doubt it. Every time I tell you to do something and it'll work out, you doubt it. Sister Lisa, that's getting in 10 foot of water and don't know how to swim.
Right.
You can't throw somebody in something and say, here, do a good job. Worry about everything. Go on. And they ain't never swam before.
Right.
And sink.
That's right.
And sink. So, what the Lord does is tell you, when it gets where you can't handle it, before it gets where it's too heavy to bear, go ahead and start asking for help. You can see help real good when it's walking across dry land. Sister Lisa, you can't see help. When Peter was going down in that water, he didn't know Jesus was there. He didn't know Jesus was nowhere near him. He was just looking up at the storm, looking up at the clouds. He said, Lord, I'm drowning. See, we lose a lot of our faith and our confidence in the Lord because we get our eye off the Lord and on the storm. I'm coming right up Sister Amy Street. Right now. Sister Lisa, I'm coming right up Sister Amy Street. I'm coming up a few more streets too, but I'm on Sister Amy Street too. Sister Lisa, I tell you what, faith that works is dead. Works without faith is dead. And he said, I didn't come that you'd be dead. I come to quicken you. And give your life and have it more abundantly. Some of the things we go through is our fault in certain trials and situations because we don't start praying at the starting time. When you hear that pistol go off, and runners, when you hear that pistol go off, they start running. You don't start walking the race. You get halfway and say, oh, I think I should start running. I think I should do a little more, try a little harder. I think I should get to this finish line. When that gun goes off, Sister Lisa, that's when we start. That's when we start hitting the ground running. Now, I appreciate the Lord this morning.
Praise God.
And I tell you what, we've got a lot going on in the world. We've got a lot going on everywhere we turn. And Sister Lisa, we got to be prepared. Mordecai, they prepared. And they set that day for a memorial. They said, we'll prepare for this every year. Just in case it happens again, we'll be ready. They won't catch us by surprise, Sister Lisa. We'll be ready. Now, I appreciate the Lord. I feel like I've delivered what the Lord said. Appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate y'all.
Now, come on, let's spend a minute in prayer before we dismiss. The Lord seems like He wants to keep us on the right track this morning. There's no sense in trying to learn how to swim when the flood gets here. So, y'all, let's pray without ceasing. Let's spend a few minutes in prayer before we dismiss. Lord, we just thank you this morning, God, for the message, the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, Lord, in prayer. We pray, God, be in prayer, God. Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord, for you sharing with us, Lord, for sharing.